Gary, your thoughts on that this evening?
Yeah, hugely disappointed. I think it was clear we were well below the levels that we expect from our performance, and a performance full of errors, especially in that first half, and it proved very costly tonight. And we know that as a change room that we're capable of much better than what we showed tonight. And the intention was to come and respond to the weekend and try and give those fans the backing that they've given us. We tried to, or wanted to give that response with 3 points tonight, but from the first half especially, you know, the performance level was nowhere near what it needed to be, and full of errors and proved very costly.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the goals conceded and the way they were conceded?
Poor. You know, simple as that. There's no getting away from that. It was poor and a lack of focus in those moments. One was a counter-attack and should have been dealt with, and then the other one, a couple of the lads switched off, and too easy from our point of view, and very costly.
You made 4 changes tonight, and when you make changes, you want those changes to stake a place. Did they do that tonight?
No one's done that, but we're in a patch at this moment where for various reasons tonight, our performance levels on the weekend, you know, the small margins didn't go for us. We're in a patch where we need to come out of it. Our only way of doing that is to stick together like we have. And we've shown this season the spirit that we have, and we're disappointed. You know, we haven't shown that tonight to the levels that we know we're capable of. But we have to respond in these last games because it's vitally important. It's been a really positive season for us, and a lot of things that have been put in place, and these lads have fought really hard for, need to come out in these remaining games. That's the most important.
You mentioned various reasons. Can you expand on that? Is it? I think I've mentioned to you before about tiredness, but I know you've not wanted to use that as an excuse. Mm. Can that be an excuse tonight?
I said I'm not here to make excuses. Those things, yeah, there's a lot of football in a lot of those legs, but it's not an excuse. You know, if you want to be a player or you want to be involved in a team that wants better and needs to push on and do better than before, you need to understand that that's a demand on you as a professional footballer, and we all take that responsibility. It's not just the players, it's myself as well, but the most important bit is, you know, these lads have given everything up to this point, but nights like tonight just, I guess, take you back to that reality of the work that needs to be done. And but these remaining games are vitally important now. We have to show that all the positives that we have had from this season, you know, don't go to waste, and in these remaining games, everything that we've tried to do and the positive things that we have done need to come shining through. And I think that change room, I'm more than confident that the change room can do that, but we need to show that as soon as possible, which is the next game.
You're still waiting for the EFL ruling, and you don't know what it's going to be, but is that looming? Can you afford to think about that, or do you have to wait until you know what the case is?
As I said, you know, that's all of those things are out of my control and out of the players' control. We have to focus on the football and getting that right. Tonight we didn't get that right. We have to make sure in the next game and the coming games that we get that right.
But you might have to pick up the results and get back to form with the points deduction looming.
Well, the demand is always to get results, you know, and the standard that we've set this season, we've fallen below that tonight. And as a change room that wants to get better, we can't accept that, you know, and we have to show a response now. We're in a patch where it's been difficult for us. Things aren't quite going for us. Tonight, our levels were lower. That's down to our control. What we have to do is show our unity and our spirit and our togetherness and our quality, and it needs to come shining through in these remaining games. And as I said, I'm more than confident that the group will be able to do that, but that needs to start with the game now at the weekend.
Nowhere near the standards you've been setting this season, Gary, but even so, you had chances without being convincing.
Yeah, no, we didn't convince at all tonight, especially in that first half, and the first half proved the most costly. The second half was, you know, we improved slightly, and had we had started, or I think the first 5-10 minutes was good, but as soon as the first goal went in that first half, it wasn't good enough. You know, we needed to, what we did in the second half, we needed to do that all the way through the first. Unfortunately, we got punished and errors were ridden in that first half, and we never recover from it. So look, it's not acceptable, you know, if the standard that we set and what we expect and what the change room expects. We know what that change room is capable of, and we didn't hit those levels anywhere near tonight, and that's hugely disappointing because we wanted to respond. You know, that was in the build up to this game, we wanted to respond after Sunday. We wanted to try and give something back to those fans, and after that disappointment of Sunday, and we didn't do that tonight, but we have to make sure we do that very quickly now the weekend.
They are human beings, and the physical demands that you put on them and they put on themselves, it looked from the side as if perhaps the season looked like it was catching up with them.
Yeah, look, but that's... There are all those factors, but I'm not here to make that excuse, you know. At the end of the day, you know, to be successful in football, you have to meet the demands, you know, and you have to push through those periods. And it's not through a lack of effort, but I think games like tonight highlight exactly how far we have to go and what more work that needs to be done. And we're realistic with it, but unfortunately, it's the determination of the positive season that we've had so far that we make sure that in these games that we still hit those levels and the performances that we've had from before. So that's something that needs to come shining through now in these remaining games.
Just finally for me, how important is the rest now for them?
Well, we've got another game to prepare for in a couple of days. We need to get that right. The performance needs to be a lot better than what it was tonight if we have any ambition of getting a result at Preston. And then, of course, there's the international break and we'll have to do some work. You know, a lot of times, you know, we've done so well, but as coaches and as manager, you realise where the group's at, and tonight highlights how much more we need to work with these players and how much further we need to go as a club. So, but the key is to stick together, you know, and fight through this patch that we're in and this run of a few games where we've not been as good as what we wanted to be and come out the other side of it.
It may seem naive, but could playing away from home suit the way your team play better?
I don't know. Each game's different and it was difficult tonight. I thought the actual first five up until the first goal, it was actually positive for us and it was how we wanted to start the game. Unfortunately for us, we got caught out with too many errors, which ended up leading to two goals for them. And then it's an uphill battle when you're not at your best, you know, performance level. So, we just approach each game and get ready for this weekend. We need to, you know, we've got 5,500 fans going up to this game. We need to respond and show that. We wanted to do that tonight. We honestly did, but we didn't get that. And we need to make sure that we get out of this patch as soon as possible with the next game.
Just very quickly, Gary, have you spoken to Vassell about the yellow card he got early doors?
No,